Chapter 32. Farrago lay stretched upon the rock. An old cloak that belonged to him had been soaked in seawater by Sikia and thrown over him to heal his scalded back. He sprawled flat on his stomach, feigning sleep, watching the shoreline through half-open eyes. The assassin was expecting an attempt upon his life, whether from Klitsch or some other source he knew not. But he was certain of one thing. Injured leaders were a good target for the rebellious. When his penetrating stare caught the telltale movements far out among the rocks of the shore, he called Sikia to him. The rat was weary after nursing Farrago all day. He lolloped across and threw a desultory salute.
"Yes, master. Can I be of service?"
Farrago rose slowly, shaking his head.
"No, Sikia. You've done enough for one day. You look tired."
Expecting a reprimand, the rat came to attention.
"No, master. I'm fresh as a daisy. It's my duty to get you well."
The assassin ruffled the rat's ears good-naturedly.
"And a splendid job you've done of it, Sikia. My own mother couldn't have nursed me better. Listen, I'm just going to see what that son of mine is up to. You can have the rest of the night off. Come here. Lie down on this rock. It's flat and smooth. Come on now. I won't take no for an answer."
The rat complied, somewhat hesitantly, but Farrago was right. The rock was cool and smooth. He stretched out on it and yawned.
"Thank you, master."
"Oh, it's the least I could do."
Farrago's blue eyes smiled lovingly.
"Here, let me cover you with this cloak. You wouldn't believe how soft and soothing a drop of your seawater has made it. There, how does that feel?"
Sikia relaxed.
It feels really good, master."
Farrago ducked down and stole off into the rocks. Within moments, Sikia was slumbering peacefully, the damp cloak protecting him from the early night breezes that drifted about the darkened shoreline. Forgrin had sharpened an edge and point upon his sword all afternoon, and Raptail had driven a sharp spike through the top of a wooden cudgel. They crept slowly across the rocks toward the still draped figure lying on the flat stone near the tide line. Of the two, Forgrin was the bolder. He popped up from behind the rocks and bobbed down again.
"See, Rep, not a sentry in sight. I told you, young Klitsch has taken charge of the rest. This'll be a piece of pie, you'll see."
Raptail nodded at the fox and brandished his club.
"Listen, mate, I'm scared. I don't mind telling you. Suppose Farrago wakes up?"
Forgrin pulled the blade of his sword, grinning at the rat.
"I've sent many a beast to sleep with this little beauty. None of them ever woke up. Come on, let's get it done afore your nerve runs out altogether."
Not even daring to breathe, they stole up on the supine figure. Forgrin felt confident. Standing over the cloak-draped creature, he could not resist a quiet snigger.
"Weasel your way out of this one, weasel."
He drove the sword downward with both paws. The cloak figure gave a gasp and went rigid. Raptail thudded two solid blows of his club to the covered head and leapt back.
"Is he dead, mate? Stick him again, to make sure."
"Oh, he's quite dead. There's no need to stick him any more."
The voice was unmistakably that of Farrago. Raptail died with a faint moan as Farrago dispatched him with his skinning knife, almost carelessly in passing. Not even bothering to glance at the fallen rat, the assassin turned to the fox. Forgrin was shaking uncontrollably. The blue eyes looked almost jolly as they smiled through the night at him.
"See, we've killed a rat apiece. You murdered Sikir, and I slew Raptail. Now what happens? Do you kill a weasel, or do I kill a fox?"
Terror had robbed Forgrin of his power of speech. A gurgling noise escaped his throat as he turned and ran along the beach. Farrago could throw a knife better than any creature. The long skinning knife took Forgrin between the shoulder blades before he'd got 30 paces.